Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
Yeah, it is time for the Israel report. It is coming up for a quarter to six. And today we are chatting to Eli Cohen, an Israel-based strategic consultant and political analyst. Eli, thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.
My pleasure.
Eli, I woke up this morning to a really interesting headline on Yediot Acharonot. There were pictures of two Israelis on the front page. One was the deputy head of the Histadrut, the biggest labor union in Israel. The second was the IDF's former top lawyer. Both were imprisoned yesterday.
Right. Very sad times for Israel's judicial system and overall government and quasi-government positions. I'm not sure it comes as a surprise to many people, but it's very sad, sad that things are starting to come out in this way.
I'd really love you to take me into that story about Tomer Yerushalmi in a little more depth, because I'm not sure that I understand the motivation for why she did what she did. I just want to remind you that the State Teeman incident at a an incarceration facility in Israel, she apparently allowed video to be leaked of mistreatment of security prisoners. Why on earth would she do that?
I'm going to try and give an objective, because what happens is, and unfortunately in Israel, everything tends to be politicized, okay, you know, to right and left and stuff like that. So according to, let's say, the left side of the thing, she was doing an excellent job in trying to protect Israel in general from any kind of questions that it is acting immorally, and as such, will be prepared, you know, or that Israel would be prepared to do any kind of investigation needed to make sure that its soldiers are acting properly. Okay, and the saying goes among circles on the left, saying, okay, if Israel is really, you know, on top of things and is willing to uncover, you know, even you know, dirty kind of things, and then it must be a very respectable and serious judicial system. People on the right come and say, hey, and first and foremost, your job is to protect our soldiers. And that means that in a time of war, you also have to understand that you need to give them leeway and not try and be holier than the Pope. The fact that she now, if we take a look at actually what happened, it looks like a clear case of politicization of her job rather than trying to do what in theory she, you know, would claim to do. First off, we take a look at what happened yesterday and the fact that she's actually probably going to be accused of trying to interfere with the investigation of that she made her phone go missing and things like that, you know, doesn't really paint a very bright picture insofar as somebody who's acting, you know, with the utmost moral convictions. And at the end of the day, what happened was, with in particular with the whole situation that supposedly you know, happened with these soldiers, is that there was some kind of claim that they were mistreating soldiers. The thing is that she was involved in not trying to uncover, and you know, that all to do the investigations and all that should have been done in a quiet fashion until you find if there's really charge. And then if, if there's a crime, you charge the people, you punish them. The fact that they leaked a doctored video, okay, that in other words, it was actually manipulated to try and make these soldiers come out bad. Apparently, they really weren't guilty of all the things they were accused of. The fact is that they also released this same Palestinian prisoner, and there are a whole bunch of crazy things that happened. Like the Palestinian prisoner was actually beseeched to make a complaint, and he said, "Well, they didn't do that, and nevertheless, I mean, there was it looks like." From all the things happening around it, there was a very dirty political thing going on here. His objective is to try and put things in perspective. It looks like there was something very dirty that was going on here. And now things are starting to come to light. The people who are talking about an undertow of politicization, even in the ranks of the justice system, both the general and the army one, things are looking pretty bad
Things are looking
for those who.
more than pretty bad. And I've got to tell you, I'm going to just be honest with you and tell you where I'm coming from. I have heard Benjamin Netanyahu, and I'm no fan of his, talk about the deep state. I've been angry when I've heard him talk about that. I thought, what rubbish are you talking about? Israel is too small for this American conspiratorial type nonsense. And then stories like this happen, and one is forced to step back and have a good long think about perhaps it's not deep state, but boy, there is something very rotten. There's something very rotten that the person who should be the guardian of your army, seeing that it is moral and upright, is herself performing immoral and incorrect acts. And then throwing away
Exactly.
her cell
So,
phone. I mean, this is just scary stuff.
right. It's both sad and scary, you're right. And you don't have to build it up to into a deep state thing. It's just the fact
Yeah,
that,
you don't.
if you take a look at the relationship and things that are covered up, like between the army, the lady who's now incarcerated, and the attorney general, and things that they should have, remove themselves from being involved in. When you see, like, the attorney general tried, let's take a perfect example. Okay, here's a clean thing. Again, you don't have to look for a deep state, but explain to me what it is. It's been proven that the attorney general and the army general who's incarcerated knew each other and kind of did tit for tat favors. Okay, now it turns out that once it turned out that there was something not kosher with this army general, she immediately should have been taken into custody and her phone taken into custody and all that. And instead, the attorney general did not instruct the police to do that, maybe held them back even from doing that immediately and stuff like that. And a couple of days went by. Now the telephone went missing. There are a lot of claims that that telephone is a smoking gun to who
Wow,
knows what.
gosh.
It's just totally unbelievable. And when you take a person who is supposed to be at the head, a head legal person, a senior general and all that, who and the funny thing is that the person that they tried to keep from being appointed as the head of the Shabak, of the Internal Security Services, okay, it wasn't him personally who was looking into this, but it came across his table that Yifat Yerushalmi did not pass a standard lie detector test. And the people who were saying that there was a deep state would have said if he wasn't in that place, they would have just overlooked it, and this whole thing would have gone under the radar. The fact that he just played it by the book, even though they tried to make sure that this straight person wasn't nominated into the position, got this whole ball of wax rolling, and it's a Pandora's box that who knows where it'll lead. But like they say, sunshine is the best sanitation man, instrument. So,
The fallout from this is potentially just so incredibly huge. Tell me something. The deputy head of the Histadrut, who likewise was put in prison yesterday for investigation, is there any kind of link up?
Not the deputy head, the head of the Histadrut.
The head of the Histadrut. Oh my goodness, it gets worse. So, what's he been arrested for?
I think the charges are like bribery, maybe money laundering, things like that. There were a whole bunch of things using connections and this and that to. The funny thing is that this kind of maybe crosses party lines because the Histadrut has always been considered part, let's say, of the traditional left and all that. And some of the people involved in this, a businessman is actually a macher in the Likud or something like that. So, I guess when it comes to money, things like that make strange bedfellows. If we go back to the previous thing, when I take a look at it objectively and I say, you know what? The damage that was done to Israel's image through this doctored video that was released publicly. Again, I'm all for, that they should have done a completely thorough investigation. Nobody in Israel wants people to act immorally, even when you're talking about the worst of terrorists. But between that and making it public, and destroying Israel's image and all that.
No, that's unimaginable.
It's like what's going on here? That things can't be politicized to the extent that that's already on the borderline of a traitorous act, so.
Now, there's going to have to be a lot of soul searching about both these events. And if you think a little bit further, the fact that, both these institutions go back to the establishment of the state, Histadrut being a fundamental part of Labor Israel, the IDF, well, we know how entrenched and how important that is. To think that there's rot at the top, it's just, it's unthinkable. And you kind of begin to understand.
I don't want to discourage people when I sound back. I was just having a conversation with them. With my brother-in-law a little while ago, we were saying, look, at the end of the day, Israel seems to be running much like a banana republic in so many different ways. But by the same token, there are a lot of good people, and hopefully a lot of better people will be coming into the system now, as a result of the horrible 2 years that we went through. And, we're looking for a big change. Part of that change is to uncover and get rid of the rot. And unfortunately, there's a lot of it. I mean, it's not nice to say, but part of, a lot of what happened during this past 2 years war was a result of rot that was decay that was at the highest levels in the Israeli army, too. So,
Eli Cohen, Israel-based strategic consultant and political analyst, thank you for enlightening me so much this afternoon.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.